Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Here it is, our Sunday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. We weren't sure last night, but as today wore on, we thought, yeah, let's go back. Let's have some more good times, readings, giggle here and there. So glad to have you with us. I see that we have some of our international folks here, and Jim will be giving you a nice big shout out.
Trudette.
When I turn the microphone over to him. For me, I want to remind all of you and have you remember that we're using an ordinary deck of playing cards for the readings here today, this evening, depending on where you are. It's important to mention that because often people confuse this with tarot, oracle cards, other systems that employ ordinary playing cards but are not quite like this one. What makes this method so incredibly special, I feel, and so do many others that have learned this method from me, is that we're able to perceive the future before we've even gotten there. Yeah, it's the future, right? But the beauty of it all, the real dynamic, is that we're able to change the future in so many instances so that we enjoy the future that we really want when our path takes us there. And if there's things we see that we don't really want, well, we can refuse those and improve our future before we even get there. And I love that. I really love that. It's an excellent tool for navigation, for making decisions, for finding out what people really think about you and what their true motives are. A lot of times people have hidden agendas that we aren't aware of. Or also examples of love, relationships, family, neighbors. I mean, the list is virtually endless. So I just wanted to make sure that we're all on the same page. Ordinary playing card. And I will be using a 24-card layout so that I can get a good picture of the, we'll call it the landscape of your life. What's kind of going on, the nuances, things that are impacting your life. However, you will get 1 to 2 questions that you may ask for your reading, which he'll explain. This is Jimbo here. He'll explain how you do that.
True that.
Yeah, and because of time constraints, we can't turn this into a full-blown reading. And he'll also give you information on that in case you're interested in doing a one-on-one session with me.
Word up on that, dog.
So with that, I'm going to turn you all over to Mr. Wonderful himself.
Hi, welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome.
Yeah.
Want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also, want to remind you folks that if you're an international caller or an international Facebook Live viewer, let us know, and we will give you an internationalized shout out as soon as we can. Now we can got a bunch of them right now. We have Laura in London, Laura in Canada, and Cho in the UK also.
And we have Louise.
Yeah, don't know that Louise.
Louise says good morning. So I'm thinking
she has to identify where you're from if you want to.
Yeah, let us know, Louise.
We have cards and stuff, but that psychic thing only goes so far. We're not going to do cards to figure out where the hell you're from. You got to tell us. Right, that's not going to fly. All right. Gots to do that. All right, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. We have a big stack of folks waiting already. And if everything's going right, those folks, we're told that they can listen to the show while they wait. So they are hearing the show and everything's cool. If you ever don't hear the show, except at start time, and I'll explain that, hang up and call back.
Australia.
If you, oh, international shout out to Louise in Australia, that makes sense too. That makes
sense. Good morning to you too. And don't forget to mention, we can't promise a reading for everybody.
I have yet begun to finish my spiel. I don't get her. What's up with you women? All right, anyway. First of all, I totally got derailed now, so I don't know what the flying hell I
you
was
were
talking
just
about.
Welcome.
Oh, I was talking about, yeah, no, I was saying, you know, I always test it. You hear the show, our audio sounds good. We're not choppy or anything. But if the show ever, if you're hearing the music and everything's cool and the hour strikes and the show's just starting and there's silence, give us a few minutes. Don't hang up. Like I always tell you to hang up. Might be a technical problem we're resolving. If we have to kill the show, you'll hear the show could kill more. We'll always restart it. That's just a troubleshooting within like the first 5 minutes if weird shit happens. All right. If you call in at 10 minutes too and you don't hear music, that's a problem. You just didn't. That means you didn't connect. All righty, let's see, what else shall we talk about? We shall talk about, it's the sound of harps. Angels like to play harps, so we see in paintings. I've never met one. But when you hear that, that is a big sign. Well, not a sign, your reading was done. All right? Yeah, it was great. It was a free reading. You got to ask your questions right up front or at the very beginning while the cards are still going on, but you can't wait till we're like basically wrapped up with all the talk and the questions. Can't throw more questions up. Can't do it. We got other folks on there. We got a ton right now. We got like 6, 7 already. We haven't even taken one yet. So we have to be prompt and move on when we can. So please, when you hear the harps, respect the harps. Respect them. Stand by, because I'm going to give you an angel card reading before we go to the next caller. And tonight's flavor is the Angels of Abundance Oracle cards. Now, when I read these cards, you're probably going to think that I have like a third grade reading level. No. They paid somebody money and they should have got their money back to translate this into English. And it's a little, let's just say, choppy. This is why I have to try to work
from
my way through it.
Translation, right?
Yeah. The funny is we have another set of Oracle cards from this exact same company and they obviously fired that translator and got another one because those are perfect. Those are perfect. These are not perfect. We'll stumble through it. We'll get through it. The message is what counts, right? It's not an English test, right? Not a oral.
Didn't it say English like Japanese?
Test. Oh, it's definitely Japanese.
Yeah.
I don't know if it says anything about that, but you can tell by the company. Teach
you! You never know. Yeah. Maybe they exiled them to China.
Well, let's not get into that. All right. Let's just do
it. Joe knows.
Well, Japan's a parliamentary type place. It's not like a freaking where they exile people anymore.
No, but it's like there are a bunch of mean girls over there.
They got to due process a lot of stuff.
I don't
right?
like other Asians.
They don't pretty much like anybody.
And I don't know. Who, the Japanese? I don't know why.
Except when they're over here being tourists, then they're nice because it gets up there on somebody else's soil. Then they're pretty nice.
True.
All right. I'm not trying to single anybody out, but we've encountered some stuff. So is our son.
My son married a lovely Japanese girl. Oh, my gosh, she's just beautiful. Until I became her mother-in-law. Yes, and then the rage of the Japanese
and I
was unleashed.
Yeah, you got to remember, those cultures have been at each other's throats for thousands of years, practically, or, you know, so... It rolls over into the kids like it should not. It should not. See, the parents can roll over their racism and their hate into their children, and that's what's happening in the culture, a lot of cultures, and it should not be that way. But
did China beat them at some kind of warfare?
They've had a lot of back and forth issues over the course of their years. They're not friends by any means, and nor have they ever been.
No, and my son he lived in Japan with the army for
three
years. And he said with the older folks, there's still a heartburn over...
The ones that were children, probably.
Yeah, at the time.
Yeah.
And they did not take a liking to him, you know.
You know what, though? I would have said, you know why I'm here? Because you freaking lost, and we got to stick bases here. That's what happens when you lose. We get to put bases on your soil for as long as we freaking want.
Well, true. But
don't start a war next time,
Jack Lodge. Train when a really old man was like berating him and swinging his cane at him and was talking about that we bombed them. And he said, I didn't do it.
Right.
I wasn't here. And the guy kept at it. Finally, son said, yeah, and we won. That put an end to that. But I don't think we need to have all this.
No, just,
you know,
people got to let go of shit.
Enough drama.
That's what I'm saying. They're this hatred to other Asian cultures amongst each other, it's getting rolled over and it shouldn't. But who are we? We are the United Nations police type crap here. All right. Facebook folks, we will try to make time for you. It's rough. We got 6-7 callers already on the
line. Right.
But we're going to do our best.
Let's roll.
To make time for you folks. And when we do that, you can't type your questions down. Get on a list. There's no list. We'll turn to you and we'll take the first questions we get. But now is not that time. We'll formally make it very clear. All right, let's rock. Let's roll. Let's go to area code 630. I'm a poet. I don't even know it. is that Lee? Is that our lady in Illinois?
It is. How are you?
Well, there she is.
Welcome in.
Where have you been?
Yeah, where you been hiding?
Well, I was in the hospital.
What?
What's going on?
It's a lady issue.
Oh.
And
okay.
So they're going to have to do surgery this week.
Well, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
No. But I'm getting a lot done being home. It's on my book.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess in that case, as long as you're up for it, yeah.
Well, Jade, I'm sorry to hear that. Really. But I'm glad you didn't just try to ignore it. That's how things get worse. You know?
It's just kind of like, you know, like with insurance companies and stuff, they don't do anything until it reaches like the point of it's like DEFCON 5. You know what I'm saying? It's now they have to do something about it.
Oh, yeah. Don't we know it? Yeah.
Right.
But,
well.
Okay, so here, but that's, it's going to be taken care of. Here's the good news.
Okay.
So
cool.
Let me just catch you up to speed. So the landlord, that letter that they sent me, she changed my lease to a month-to-month lease because she claims that, like, I don't respond to her because I'm not friends with her, so I don't need to. But anyway, it worked out for me because I was just going to break my lease anyway. But it was just another sign from the universe, time to move on. Found an apartment already in the place that, like, and, like, the apartment's perfect for me for, like, what I need right now. You know, and so it's ready like May 8th, started uploading more episodes for the documentary.
Yeah.
Which brings on more haters, but hey, I got to get a paycheck because, you know, it's expensive down there. So, I've been also getting a lot of positive feedback. So I think that it's going to be going pretty good. I mean, I already got like 150-something reads on just the first episode. So I've gotten like hundreds of reads already. So do you see the contract coming soon so I can do my paperwork for my apartment?
The contract for – your professional career that will help you make the decision on when you can start your move. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Okay. But you have a place you said lined up in May.
They have availability May 8th. So, I mean, everything's happening really fast. Yeah, I know I got to get some things taken care of as far as my health, but it's not going to be that serious where I won't be able to move in a month, you know?
So you found a place with availability, but you haven't even nailed anything down yet, right? Because you still got questions, right?
Well, I mean, I have to have a proof of employment, and what I'm making right now doesn't support the rent, but that doesn't mean it can't.
I mean, yeah, I mean, obviously you are paying rent where you live, yes?
Right. You have to pay rent anywhere you go.
Well, exactly. So, I mean, the fact that they'd be concerned about that, you can say, hey, I've been here at this place long enough. Well, I pay my rent. Don't sweat it. We should get a good rental referral, if nothing else, that you've paid your rent and everything. So, anyway, back to the card.
You know what I find amazing is that the current landlord is able to nullify the current lease, even though Lily was going to break it anyways. But it just seems weird. She didn't have to honor the whole term.
Well, it ran out, didn't it?
I thought it was going till November.
No. That's the thing. Exactly. My lease wasn't up until November, and she claims that she changed my lease to a month-to-month because I don't respond to her texts, but it's not appropriate. Like, you can email me. This is a business arrangement. She wants me to be the neighbor to, like, blab on, you know, this person and that, but I don't do that. I don't care what other people do. And so I don't respond to her texts because this is my personal cell phone. She has my email.
Yep.
Like, she can email me.
And in the frickin' rental, lease, real estate world, it's ultimately going to need to be a piece of paper. So if you cared, but you want to check out anyway, but if you cared, you could fight that, but you probably don't want to, right? Month to month is kind of up your alley.
I signed
right
the papers.
Yeah, you're good with the month to month, right? Because that gives you a little more leeway, right?
Yeah, because ever since I moved here, it's like me and my dog have both had health issues, and like my money situation's been crappy. And so I know that it's like I talked to this guy who does numerology, and he said that if your address is number 4, and that's what my apartment is, then that is like sickness and it's money issues. And so I felt like if I signed her papers letting me out early – like, it's still month to month. Like, yes, I can technically still go until November, but why would I want to? You know what I mean? Like,
exactly. What notice are you
requiring? So I signed the papers thinking maybe the universe will be like, okay, she's serious. She's ready to go. Let's get her to go.
Sure. Yeah. I think that's wise myself. And month to month doesn't mean you got to go soon. It just means you're month to month.
Right.
Now, according to your reading.
Here we go. Now, this is the real deal here. Okay. All this was all blah, blah, blah.
Here's the thing. You're going to have to walk in the footsteps of all the greats out there, whether they're actors, musicians, writers, which means you're going to have, I hate to use the word, it's such a terrible word.
Patience.
A J-O-B in order for you to be able to survive, to be able to get to the fruits of your labor, so to speak, with your book and documentaries and interviews.
So you may have to have some kind of supplemental plan, a really good supplemental plan until it gets to where it's going, right?
In my business, I became a home daycare director, and that's what I did. And
you directed all right.
For years, while I jockeyed between what I do here. I was also a newspaper columnist for years and also raising my children. And I bought sleep usually on Thursdays in a local gift shop because I ended up, you remember, I'd stay up working the jobs till 3 or 4 in the morning, sleep until 6, get up and take care of all these, you know, children and their needs and the parents. And I'm sorry, honey, but that's what your cards say. You're going to have to pound the pavement and get a job.
So you might not just get this professional contract tossed right at you without a whole bunch of hard work in between. And
if I were you,
supplementing your income that can be proven to another person you want to rent from, something on paper.
For inspiration, read Shonda Rhimes's her story, her life story. She didn't just luck into Grey's Anatomy and everything that came after. The woman, she put together a treatment of this hospital and these doctors, and she created a script, and she sent it in, and they accepted it as a summer replacement, and they are what now in their 19th year. Plus, she had that fire station, what do you call it, spinoff, and then she had how to commit murder series. Woman's rich lady.
Oh,
How to Get Away with Murder.
Apparently that's a pretty good show. I never watched it.
And it's showing here that this is something you so don't want to do. So find the easiest alternative. Like my son put himself through college, the one that went to Japan, but he did it here. He he actually worked for Microsoft from his bedroom. He would be sitting in there in his grunions, or what is it, his jockey shorts.
Whatever you want to wear. You can be naked. Yeah. Nobody sees you.
With a TV on, he'd have his phone, and he would...
He had a laptop.
And he'd answer calls for people that were saying, hey, we just bought this Xbox. This piece of shit don't work.
That's the helpline.
And then he'd go through the algorithm.
This is the first intake helpline.
Is it plugged in?
Right.
And a lot of them would say, we didn't know you had to plug it in.
And if they don't solve it, then he passes it on to a next person that's higher up.
Yeah, he puts
right.
it, starts sending it up the chute.
It's like an IT help desk, basically, for Microsoft.
All
right.
Full benefits he made at the time. They're paying.
That's a long time ago, too. So.
Yeah, they're paying more than minimum wage.
Take that with a grain of salt, what she tells you.
But this is something that would suit you, I think, being home with your dog. Not having to drive to work, fight the traffic, you know.
Yes.
So basically you're just saying that you don't see this being like a full-time job immediately.
Not immediately.
And you know, look at all the people that are at that top of the list. They did a lot of crap. Waitressing.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston was a waitress. Some of the others were bartenders. Ballet, you know, parking the Maseratis or whatever those celebrities were driving.
Kurt Warner, who ended up being a Super Bowl, multi-Super Bowl quarterback on a great team, great quarterback. They yanked him from back. He was bagging groceries.
Who was that?
Kurt Warner was a great quarterback
God.
For the
really?
Back then it was the St. Louis Rams. They used to call it the greatest show on turf. They used to make up little nicknames and stuff. Randall Cunningham, who played, got back in the NFL and had made a lot of money for a while. He was cabinet making. Taylor Heineke, who was playing starting quarterback a lot for the Redskins, the Washington Commanders.
He was
sleeping on his sister's couch, getting ready to finish a master's in mathematics or something like that. And they said, "Hey, how about you come out here and $4 or $5 million?" He said, "Oh, I'll do that."
Harrison Ford was a carpenter,
and he
just went to an audition and they hired him.
Yep.
So that's the thing. You're going to have to find ways to sustain yourself. And those of you that are new, I don't have a speech impediment. It seems like it. I haven't been drinking yet. And the thing is, I am wearing a appliance. Because
it's not a general electric washing machine appliance. It's a
They called it a device.
They call it an appliance, but we all think about it. She's got a microwave in her mouth. What does she have? Or is it just a small can opener? No,
it's horrible. They had to, my implants failed. And they had to pull them all out, and we have to go back to scratch. So in the meantime,
lots of plan B scratch.
Struggling with speaking.
But if folks were here a long time ago, I think when she had a similar plant then that they might remember the same type of, it's almost like a lisp a little bit.
And look at Laura from London. She said, I worked on a burger van for next to nothing for a long time. Isn't that like a food truck? Like we call them?
Probably, I'm assuming that's what that means, a food truck, yeah.
What do we call them, roach coaches?
Well, roach coaches are the old, they don't like that anymore. They don't typically call them anymore. But yeah, that's what they used, that was the slang term, food truck. Oh, well, okay, Deb, you got this for a little bit. I have to do my thing. Scammer.
I see her.
I got a faster process now.
Well, they would show.
I got a much
faster
process.
Sometimes I think the universe is getting even with me because I always wanted to have a nice smile, and I never did. And then when the dentist told I went to a specialist, and he said, you know what you got going on? Up underneath the gum, the root is breaking. And he said, within 3 years, you will not be able to chew anything. And I mean anything. I was like, oh, my God, now I get to have the smile I all wanted. And it's like the universe looked down and said,
oh,
you're going to earn this, baby.
That's right. That's Laura in London.
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah, they're a whole different culture. They
food trucks.
Yeah, she says they have them at their big events. Their football events, which are giant.
I've worked in them.
They don't do that here at our football events. They have the vendors are part of the stadium
thing.
Yeah, they hire people or they contract out the people. You won't see food trucks at big major league are football events here.
So,
go ahead.
So, Lily, I feel terrible to burst your bubble on this. I'm really sorry.
Hang on. Keep going, Mother.
The thing is, you've got to be realistic here. And you can't be homeless and trying to, you know, get a green light for a movie or a documentary that you're working on. So you have to take care of your needs. And
she's here.
No, I'm here.
I've had back-to-back scammers, so I've been totally silent.
This is unbelievable. I know.
I'm going to try some different angles. Hopefully I can get a little satisfaction out of like body slamming these scammers. But anyway, I'm going to figure something out. Go ahead.
Tell them that we are practicing voodoo.
Well, I'm not talking
here
directly.
In this chat.
I'm not talking directly.
And we are going to sacrifice your firstborn to illustrate how strong our power is.
They are not worthy of my direct communication.
All right. For you, baby, I do want to tell you, it's going to come. But this is like my son. Oh, God, he wanted to be a musician in the military so bad. He composes music. He, you know, actually writes orchestra type.
Like a lot of people start. They start at the bottom of the heap.
He had to practically crawl through
any
crushed
job.
Glass.
Just about any job you start.
It wasn't his fault.
Shoveling poop.
He had to audition. He buried the needle on the scoring system. It was the girl he had a baby with refused to sign any papers. And they weren't together anymore. And it took him 2 whole years.
Oh.
What I saw on the cards was higher power wanted him to want this so bad that his tongue was ready to fall out of his mouth.
Right, I'm done with this shit.
And
now I'm going Nazi on these people.
And he got it. And he got everything that he's wanted.
Mr.
But it was
nice
a long
guy.
Haul.
No,
and sometimes
no,
these
nice
things
guy.
Are a test, a spiritual test, I believe, on us. When there's going to be such a like windfall, such abundance coming, sometimes you got to really go through, you know, what is it?
I know, but I've already gone through a lot in my life, and I'm tired of the lessons, and I'm ready for the blessings.
Well, I mean, you could.
I just don't think everything has to be a struggle.
Did you know that Brad Pitt wore a chicken suit outside of Pollo Loco in California? What he did is, he was in college. He got in his car and he drove there. Had no job. Yeah, I know. Had no job or anything. But that's how he. Maybe you need to pack up your car and just go and see what you find. But then that's really taking a gamble with whatever's in your bank account. And he lived in his car. And I mean, yeah. And I'm sorry to say it's coming, but it's not here yet. Now, let's do it. Yeah.
All right. This is the Angels of Abundance Oracle cards, and the subject is no more complaining. Complaints are affirmations of victimhood, which is never true spirituality. Take back your God-given power by affirming that you have an abundance of choices and freedom. With your increased confidence and assertiveness, watch these positive affirmations blossom into reality.
She's probably rolling her eyes right now.
It's a giant card that basically says it's easy to say when we're on the outside, but got to take that negative and turn positive when things are down.
Yeah.
That's basically what the card's saying. But they're explaining how that the angels are going to actually take that, because it's like a manifestation thing. They'll think, oh, you're manifesting this? Well, then we're going to help you, us angels, basically.
Yeah, and I wanted to point out that I have felt spiritually driven over the last couple of days to post a lot of videos of different, some of them are professors, doctors, spiritual leaders. I don't know why, but I have just felt the urge that I had to do it. So maybe there's something on my page of Deborah Lee or on the Psychic Love Doctor show page that might speak to you and give you like the inspiration maybe that you need. And remember that saying I've said before, all the years that I worked for the newspaper, I never even went to college for journalism, but I got the job. didn't know what I was doing, but I did it. And I kept a quote taped to the big monitors, remember those? Had a quote taped to it from F. Scott Fitzgerald. And I memorized it, and it is this, that the cleverly expressed opposite any generally accepted idea is worth a fortune to somebody. So if you are right here at, say, 12 o'clock with your idea, maybe try with whatever projects you start, go to 6 o'clock. Go exactly opposite.
I did a big research paper in college.
On what?
And you know what? The college is all liberal stuff. And I said, I think on I call my research paper the global warming myth. Totally against every single college opinion.
Argument?
Oh, you have to. I had like thousands of quotes and scientific stuff like that. And I got a damn good grade on it. So I took the opposite of few, which every single person and all professors and scientists in college and students are like, global warming is bad. Us humans are bad. So you know what? I'm going to do a freaking research paper on the opposite and support it.
And I'll bet
got a great grade. Great
he was
grade.
Drinking when he did it too, because that puts you in the alpha state.
I write drunk and I edit sober.
Yeah, he does.
Yep, right. I wrote it while I was tanked, and then I'd get up, and when I was sober, I'd go back and edit all my mistakes. But anyway, well, thank you so much for holding, Lili.
And I'm sorry, I really felt we needed to give hers a lot of time, and here's why.
But it wasn't a bad reading.
It speaks to a lot of people out there.
It wasn't negative.
That want to do something like this, and you think, well, gee, they're going to give me a great big fat check for this, that, or the other thing that you've done. And sometimes you just really got to, you know,
you told her she's getting there.
Tail off. Yeah.
You told her she's getting there. There's going to be a lot of blood, sweat, and tears along the way. That's all. And she's probably kind of used to that because she's been pushing through the mud a lot already. There's just going to be a lot more of that.
You know, and she said she's been through a lot in her life.
Yeah, it's not her first rodeo. Struggling.
A lot of the stuff that I'm reading as far as from mentors and those that guide others, write your story. Maybe you should have to sit down and put it, you know, use a pen name. If you've got a hell of a good story, write your memoir and see if that maybe turns into something.
I wrote my memoir in March of 2021.
So you already have done that?
Yeah.
And do you go out and market it? Do you... I know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've done Author Fest and everything.
Oh, sure.
All right. Well, honey, I like everybody, the rainbows and unicorns of reading, but I don't think that serves anybody.
But she has a rainbow unicorn. It's
she
just,
does.
It's just not tomorrow.
Right. But she's got to eat and have a roof
and
over her.
And she's going to have to do a few things until she gets to the pinnacle of her professional career.
Yeah.
It's just not going to be a big leap.
Yeah.
Like, remember that quantum leap, they call it, you know? It's not going to be a quantum leap, they say. All right. Well, thank you so much, Lily.
Yeah. And you were very, I think that you were very helpful for a lot of others out there that probably haven't even listened to this in the archives yet. So thank you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and a lot of folks were commenting. They've gone through a lot of stuff, too, to get where they are. And she's on the right path. We already know that, so. And that month-to-month thing is a gift, because when something does pop up, then you're not locked
she's,
in.
Right, she's
you're not
free.
Locked in. Yep.
You know, and I wonder if that lady, and don't pay no mind to this, really. My thought would be, so what's the next shoe that's going to fall? Is she putting me month-to-month so that in a month she's going to serve me with an eviction?
Well, she better do it via not text, because that text thing is not legal.
Mm-mm.
I don't think she's going to do that, because she maybe he's paying rent. That's you want
thought about
you to pay
that.
Rent.
Yeah.
I thought about that. I'm like, okay, she's trying to kick me out. I don't know why. I don't, like, do anything here.
You're a perfect tenant. They like those. You don't damage things. You're not out there fighting with people. She don't want to kick you out. Maybe she's not happy because you're not being her little spy. But she's not going to kick you out as long as you're paying rent and not causing trouble. They like that.
Yeah, she doesn't have parties.
They love that. That's what they call the perfect tenant. I was called that many a times when I rented. You're the perfect tenant. You never called this with nickel and dimes on stupid little light bulbs out. The switch ain't working or something. I said, you're a great tenant. That's what I want to be. I want to be not noticed.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, hon. Take care.
Yep.
Her day is coming.
She'll be here. Yeah, it's funny. Laura, because we were talking a little bit about the food truck, soccer, football, sports thing. She mentioned, she threw the word baseball out, which is, our baseball was founded after the sport cricket has been around forever. Those cricket events can last forever.
Oh, but what's the game? What is the cricket?
Cricket is the name of the game. It's kind of like, closest thing in your brain I can say is it's like baseball, but it's not.
It is? Is it with a skinny bat or a fat bat?
It's like a paddle looking bat, and the guys can run and they can bounce the ball. But those matches can last like forever, she said. They can last weeks. I've seen weeks. She says like 100 years, but maybe, it is crazy, crazy stuff. And I remember I had many years ago when satellite was kind of sort of new to everybody, I had Dish Network as my satellite provider, and they would advertise those because it's worldwide. Satellite providers are worldwide, and they would advertise those cricket events. Like, oh, this thing in India, they wanted an ass ton of money back there for those cricket events. But it is a world, I mean, UK populated India and colonized it. So they're into that down there. So it is a big deal.
Such a fat bat and a wicket, too. Wicket.
Yeah, it's weird. It's
not like a tennis ball.
She says it is boring. Some people must love it because they're paying a lot of money on that pay-per-view to watch those things. And you're paying for something last week. So I guess that seemed like a lot of money, but.
And they don't want to do football or anything like that.
They do football. Foot. They are kicking. Our football was loosely named.
Oh.
Because they are using their feet to kick the ball. Soccer is football.
Yeah.
So that's why you got to say American football. You got to differentiate. We call it soccer to make it easy for ourselves here, but nobody else in the world calls it soccer. Maybe Canada.
Joseph. I live next to a cricket club, and it's like watching paint dry.
I believe it. I tried to watch it because, hey, I'm a sports guy. I like freaking all sports. And I watch it a little bit. It's like, A, I don't really understand the rules. And B, it doesn't seem like a lot's happening, except there's a lot of guys thrown. It just seems like there's not a lot happening. But anyway, here we are.
All righty. Oh, something else I was going to say.
I don't know.
Oh, I remembered. Yeah, before we completely close the book on Lely. If any of you listen to Steve Harvey, that man is one hell of a manifester. You know, Steve Harvey, he's the guy that left home with $35 in his pocket and he was praying. It's quite a story. And some white people took him in. Now, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, he brought that up.
Yeah, he did.
He brought that up. So you're not being, he said that. He made a point
a white
that.
Couple, they put him to work in their furniture store,
and he said,
I'm going to be a comedian. Very much like Bernie. What was his name?
Bernie Mac.
And he says, when you listen to Steve Harvey's little reels that he does, he says, don't you dare quit. Don't you dare give up. The more you fail, the closer you get to success. It's hard to look at it that way. You know what I mean? So I just thought I'd add that as a caveat at the end here.
All right. Well, I think we got to move on since we have 4 trillion, zillion, billion. We have like every person on earth that's called in. Go to area code 775. Where are you? I got to scroll around. Now there it is. 775, which is out west. 775. Is this Wendy?
Hi. Yes, it is. How are both of you?
Awesome. Hey, it's a long time. No, we've been talking about you, and we figured there's probably been a lot of things you have to report, right?
Well, thank you. I'm deeply concerned about something. I don't do this very often, but I went to an online shopping site that everybody knows about. It begins with an E, and I was looking at lamps, and I fell in love with the lamp, and I ordered it, and before I ordered it, I said, well, is it in good shape? Does it work? And she said, yes, it works. Anyway, I got it last week.
Yeah.
And I took it very carefully out of the box.
Yeah.
And it's about a 12-pound metal lamp. It is heavy. But it was spray painted white. It's a cute lamp. It's like a Cupid. And the base of the lamp is sliding out. And the light sockets is hanging to the side. And I'm afraid to plug it in. So,
well, I wouldn't plug that in at all. Nope.
No, don't do that.
Nope. Do not do it. If you see the light socket having any kind of issues at all, negative. I'm plugging that in. Go ahead, Wendy.
Well, I've dealt with the public for so long. I had a talk with customer service of the company first, and they said, don't worry. Even though the shipper says she will not ever refund shipping, she has to because you received defective merchandise.
Yeah.
And so emailed the shipper, and I was very business and very polite, and I forwarded 8 pictures. And I said, this is the condition that I received the lamp in. And about 20 minutes later, she sent me an email, and she said, I'm so disappointed to see that it was damaged in transit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? It might have been damaged in transit, or maybe it was that way when she shipped it. She had mentioned that she had kept it in her attic. So anyway, I emailed her back, and I said, my expectation is a 100% refund. And she gave me options, which she said, well, you can pay for the shipping, and then I'll refund your money. And I responded that it is her responsibility to do that. And she got very angry. And then she made some allegations that she felt that the damage had happened after I received it.
Yeah, right. That is ludicrous. That's never going to happen ever.
What is she doing in business?
Unless they're shipping it to like toddlers.
Well, she is very angry. I could tell, and she said that she's a top-notch seller, and she said she's never met somebody like me before. Well, how dare she make those allegations? I'm almost 72 in a wheelchair, for goodness sakes, and
yeah. Can I ask you a question? What form of payment did you use? Usually that's a good way of getting your money back. If you've used PayPal, I love PayPal because they will open up a dispute.
Yeah.
And they will yank that money right from that person. Yeah.
I talked to the company, and they are very concerned for me. And they said, don't worry. Technically, we have to wait until the 22nd. And you'll get every penny back if she does not send you a label. And so I will get my money back. But my concern is she sounds like a very rough individual. And she knows my address. And I'm afraid.
No, sorry, sweetie.
Do the cards. That
are you are small potatoes. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, she's going to do the cards
I'll
and check
it,
on
but
this.
But
yeah.
She's not going to bother you.
No. These people that typically are peddling crap like this, they're doing in volume, and they may get a little uppity with you in email, text, and phone, but that's just because they don't like to refund money because they like to put money in their pockets and keep it there, but they're not going to go beyond anything.
And if it was eBay, you got to be careful.
No, we didn't say eBay. If it was the one that begins with E and ends in a Y.
I bought a whole collection of Dawson Creek DVDs years ago when the show was hot. And at least half of the DVDs were missing, and it was a young girl I was dealing with. I just kept them, and I said, check your product before you mail it. I just, didn't want to.
Right, that's a good thing to say. Yeah. Absolutely. So I don't have to worry about her doing physical harm to me or my beloved family.
Oh, no. Honey, no.
No, a lot of these people, and especially if they recognize that you're such a nice person, Mm-hmm. They try to become a little more Nazi and scary to you. But, oh, that's a nice person. Maybe if I get a little scary and rough, they'll just drop it. I get to keep the money.
Well, with my background, I chose the high road, and I was very professional and polite. And when she got really nasty to me, my response was, your allegations are inappropriate. And the customer service looked at that, and they wanted to take it a step further and freeze her account. And I begged them not to because I was afraid of her.
No.
Oh, she's a gutter snipe.
Let them do it.
Let them do it.
Let them do it.
Think of all the other people she's cheated.
You are one of many, many people that she screwed over. And you are, yeah, no, that's just talk, right? Is what you see? Nothing's going to happen. Yep.
That just shows what bad business.
Well, I believe it'll be the 22nd or the 23rd. I'm going to get my money back. And if she doesn't send me a label, then that's her problem.
Yeah.
So, and she should open up a case with the shipping company, UPS, because I thought about it. The box is in perfect condition. I don't see any holes or anything.
Right.
But if it was dropped from 10 feet or something because it's so heavy, maybe that might have caused the base to slide off. I don't know. But I would have thought that the box would have a hole in it.
They had somebody handy. They could fix it.
No, it doesn't matter. You don't have to do that. You pay for what you get. And it would be marked fragile. UPS would be notified. They would have paid for insurance on it if they were a reputable company. That's the problem with that website is there's like a ton of great people on there, but there's a few that are just jackwads just trying to make money for nothing.
Well, customer service is treating me royally, and they feel bad for me, and they're saying that her behavior is not acceptable.
Nope, and they have been around, they've been around for a long time, that website that begins with an E, if that's what I think of. Forever, I've used them many a time. I haven't used them for years, but I know that what you do is you look at the person's ratings, as what you try to do before you do business with them. And they look at yours, too, as a consumer buying stuff.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. But I will guarantee you that site's been around for a long time.
Well, but, dealing with the public.
Who is that?
This woman made a big mistake.
Hold a minute, Wendy. I am being harassed right now by a religious group. They're not in here, but they're from the outside.
Okay, well, you tell me. Hang on.
And now they're using the telephone. Or the portal.
No, they're using the Facebook message. All right, go ahead back to Wendy, and next time they do it, you tell me.
When they do it again?
Yeah, do it again. Just keep talking to Wendy. You got her. Let's finish her off. Everything's gonna be the lamp.
Yeah.
They tried to screw you over. You're not taking it. You got the e-company, the e-website on your side. You got your own, the payment company on your side. You're going to get what you got to get. If they don't send you a shipping label, you got a turd that you're not going to have to ship back, but that doesn't matter. It's their problem. And nobody's coming to hunt you down. That's not the type of business they do. They do business in volumes of
screwing people over. Yeah, they wouldn't have lasted, So, Wendy, don't worry. Don't put that energy out there. You're going to be just fine.
You and your family and your place of residence are physically fine. These are people that try to do different levels of intimidation after people realize they're getting screwed over, is what it is, right?
Exactly. And just
thank you. I was counting the minutes to speak to both of you about that. And by the way, my apartment manager is not behaving very smart. I talked to her because I wanted to clarify the lease criteria. And she says in the lease, you have to notify me by April 1. If you're going to move. If you don't move, if you're not out by the last day of April, then on May 1st, she would start eviction, even though I would not owe any money. And when I talked to her on the phone, she said, well, if you're going to stay, then let me know by the 26th so we have time to do. She can't say that. That's not in the lease that she gave me. She's just, everything is her, me, you know?
Well, hon, I got to tell you, I see right under sure to come true, and I mean it. I'll hold these up and verify, but sure to come true. You are moving, and you are going to be so delightfully happy once you do. It's a whole new energy around you. So
will we be moving before the end of April?
Oh, I think so. If you put your minds to it.
If you want to.
Yeah, you watch it.
And you're really set up with everything.
It will materialize in front of you. And as for this woman, she's got all this nasty energy.
Oh, the website.
Yeah, put a shield of protection around yourself. You know, all you have to, we do this a lot when we've gone ghost hunting. And I wish we could pick that back up again. But the entities.
Oh, we can.
We can and get some equipment.
We can. That's easy. There's a lot of.
Okay. Well, groups, we had a
lot of groups out
here.
There's a ton of local paranormal places you can join.
But the ghost hunter professional we worked with, she said these entities will at times jump on you,
you have to be careful with
you.
Yep, that's the risk.
And one of the places we went to was a house that had been renovated. Beautiful. I would have loved to have written out a check if I could have right there.
That's when I started wearing this.
Yeah,
when
we did
did the ghost hunting. It's like, but you have to have the faith, too. You can't just wear the shit.
She would always put a shield of protection around us.
Yep.
Because a little boy had been killed at that house. And through our ghost experiences, we were able to bring good energy back in. And the house sold the next week. And it had been on the market for months. So.
All righty.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, Wendy, you're...
So don't worry. You're going to be fine. Bless you. Holy smoke. Bless you.
Remember, it's springtime, so you know what's happening here. Anyway.
Yeah, he's got typhoid.
I'm typhoid Susie.
Yeah.
All right. The subject of your angel card reading is release resentments about money. Yes, the money system of the world can seem upsetting, but holding resentments about finances just pushes your abundance away. Instead, see money. I'm just going to sneeze now forever. I'll restart that sentence. Instead, see money as a tool you can use to better the world, and the shift will help you attract support and golden opportunities. So I think... you're doing the right thing. Do not buckle under this person. This person, you should let the E company, if they want to ban them, you should let them do so, because it's going to save other people, not just your money. It's going to keep other people having to go through what you're going through.
You know, it's funny, too.
And they're not going to do anything. They have no repercussions on you.
Ironically funny is that when you first started calling into the show, I remembered saying that you had a calling on your life that was to... be an advocate for other people. And I think this is how it's meant to be. For you to have this experience, you think of all the folks out there that didn't bother. They just chucked the thing that came defective and let her or others make their money.
And they said when Sears and Roebuck first got into the world, they were a catalog company only. They said, if we didn't have something, send them the closest thing we got. They said, if they were like in their catalog, people would order something. Just in case, half the people might take it, and we won't have to send it back. Just send them the closest thing we got. Sears Roebuck used to do that. So.
Well, Wendy, I'm sorry. We're going to have to move on.
Not a rock and roll daddy-o.
It was beautiful speaking to both of you. I love you both.
Oh, we love you,
and
too.
And we're glad to hear from you. We were beginning to wonder. We haven't heard from you for a while. I think... sometimes it wasn't your fault. You probably were in line and we couldn't get to you.
Yeah.
And just like all the folks that are out there, we can't always get to every single person that's on hold. We do our best.
We're not going to rush readings.
No, and
the
moral of the
that.
Story is it's better to be first than last.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Wendy.
Yes, take care, hon. You're going to be okay.
You'll be fine. And keep us up to date.
Stay healthy and happy and God bless.
Yeah.
Right, well. Take care, my Wendy. All right, what are you doing, Deb?
Some people are having problems seeing green screen instead of us. Now, is this, happening? That's why there's discussions about green screen.
Well, I can tell you that it's not on our computers, and we have no special connection. We're watching Facebook Live just like the rest of you are. If you're in another country, maybe there's an internet problem transmission from the United States to whatever country you're in.
Yeah.
Maybe your internet provider is having problems, but everybody says, well, you're watching the show because you're right there. No, we are watching the show just like everybody else. We're not connected to the camera. We're going through the internet. We're just feeding in just like anybody else would.
Okay, now I have to tell you, my boss
Laura
at the office,
Laura says she is fine.
She could not believe how I was going through computers over and over. I mean, constant. Jim does not like this story. Seriously, she told me. I've got to get serious. She told me that my psychic energy was so strong that I was screwing up the computers. So maybe something's happening where some people are receiving too much psychic energy from me. So I will dial it down for y'all.
Yep, that's your technical assessment here from the IT experts at psychologer.com. Yes, indeed. That's our expertise.
Let's go to our special guest.
All right.
She has a withered way.
She is our patient, our most patient correspondent out west. It is Lisa.
Lisa.
Are you here? You've been holding forever. Maybe you fell asleep.
Hello. Oh.
Hang on. Just relax. A lot of times she puts us on mute if she's doing stuff. So we got, well, which is smart. You should always put your mute on if you might be doing other stuff.
Look at you. Laura Grant says her mom couldn't wear a watch because it would always stop working.
What the frick ever?
Was your mother psychic or
God.
Had an exorbitant amount of energy, spiritual energy?
Maybe you should have bought a Rolex instead of a frickin' Walmart watch. How about that?
Timex. It won't stop.
Well, it takes a licking, but won't stop ticking. I don't think they make those anymore.
Timex? Oh, my God.
Well, I used to wear them all. That's all I used to wear was Timex back in the day. Because they actually had good watches that were cheap, the good ones.
Well, Lisa's...
I think you're busy right now, but you will be...
How about if you disconnect? No.
No, I'm not disconnecting. Actually, she's gone bye-bye. Oh, there she is. No, Lisa!
You there.
Right,
hello.
She's on mute.
Earth to Lisa.
Actually, I think you're right. I think I will disconnect her. That'll give her attention.
Yeah.
She's gone. Gone.
Catching and, some Z's?
She might be really busy with a neighbor. Imagine that. But we shall go to...
The interloper shows up tomorrow.
Tomorrow. All right. We're going to 203, Connecticut. 203. Is this Pat and Chance?
Pat.
Is it?
It's Pat and Chance. Hi. Hi
there.
Thank you for holding forever.
Yes.
And, you know, people do affect electricity. I know Jimbo doesn't believe it, but I dated a guy that...
Hey, he watches all these ghost shows.
I do.
And there is electricity
there
involved.
There are people. Those are the freaking, the afterlife, the folks that need energy to manifest themselves to do things. So they will drain batteries that they have of the camera.
So you shouldn't scoff.
I'm not talking about life. People don't drain energy, Deb.
But I break computers. They go down.
You know why she breaks computers? Because
She
watches TikTok. She watches Facebook. And she clicks every single link that comes away no matter what. It says, hey, here's a story about Jenner's Aniston getting a bleached butt. So she clicks it. I'm thinking there's a problem with clicking that.
Yeah, you got to be careful, Deborah.
She's not careful.
I think when she was in the Army,
she probably juggled grenades, I think, when she was in the Army. She's not careful.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, go back to Pat.
Okay. I'm thinking of buying a car. It's an old car. My friend, 1995. Volvo.
Wow. Okay, well then it's a Volvo, so if you need work done, that's not gonna be good. But go ahead.
My friend, who's been helping me with my car, loves Volvos. He has about three. He goes around the country and buys them and brings them back and fixes them up, so he knows them in and out. And he's been sending me links here and there, and he sent me this one and said this is a good one. He also knows the people who are selling it. He says they're stellar. I trust him a lot. I just want to see what you pick up on it. And also, do you see me getting a fair amount to sell my car somewhere? Or, Jimbo, you might have ideas where to take my car to sell.
Well, I've got an idea for you.
Well,
too.
You haven't explored that yet to know that that's a good idea.
Well, I'm waiting for my...
But you still don't know if that's a good idea.
I
would suggest don't throw that out there if you don't know if it's possible or not. Don't even mention it. Don't even bring it up. Is your car running? The current car is running?
Oh, yeah. It's running. A mechanic who just looked at it thought I have, 10, 20,000 miles left on it. I'm not sure if that's true. Well, I do, but I bet, a few more repairs are going to come up. Some 124,000.
Not that many miles. What kind of car is this? That's not a lot of miles.
Volvo.
No, the one she owns right now.
Subaru.
She owns a Subaru. How old is it? What year is this Subaru with 124,000 miles?
2003. And this is the one, that my mechanic blew the engine.
Yeah.
But
that's a lot of
that was
miles.
Fixed.
For a car that's freaking 20 years old, that's low miles-ish. Well,
yeah.
And there's a lot of options out there. But there's the car places that'll buy your car and give you things. There's if you want to do it yourself, but you got to do a lot of legwork. If you go on those Craigslist and stuff, I don't think you want to do that.
No, I get murdered. My car gets stolen and I get murdered.
You'd either get murdered or you'd get screwed over. So, all right, what do you got, Deb?
Both.
Just like reality check night?
Well, as far as the website world and people dealings, right? Because we had Wendy was dealing with the...
They're those people.
The e-stuff. Yeah. I have nothing I can do about that. I got nothing here. Deb.
What do you mean, Deborah?
Well, because it's not a positive response from the cards. They're saying that you're going to be, what is the term, that you need to,
As the Volvo she wants to buy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anger and disappointment right here under true to come true.
Okay.
So it makes me think, can she get some kind of warranty?
You can't.
Even just
can you
do
throw,
it? Yeah.
Can you throw those cards again, Deborah?
Throw them again? I'll throw them, you bet.
Thank you.
Well, here's the deal. You're not getting a warranty unless the people sell it will give you one, and nobody on the planet's going to give you a warranty. Or in the 90s, nobody on Earth will give you any kind of warranty. Some local laws have like a 30-day thing, but most of them don't.
My friend says he'll, check it over and do what needs doing when I get back, and then he'll teach me how to take care of it. And he has this style are very similar to it. He says they're easy and simple to take care of. He knows these cars in and out, all the different styles. So I trust him.
Yeah, well, and maybe you shouldn't trust me because the cards can be very changeable.
Well, here's also another thing you got to remember. This is a guy that loves Volvos. He works on for a living. Loved them. So his idea of a car that's great, because I work on them. Something goes wrong. He's probably thinking, that's a good deal. It's cheap. It's whatever. Fuel pump goes off. I'll just blah, blah, blah. But he's not thinking about you maybe so much as the person that can't work on a car yourself like he does. And when somebody loves a certain car, sometimes they just get too in love with it when they talk to their friends. What do you got, Deb?
Just be very, very sure it's what you want to do. And you know what they say? What is it? Caveat emptor? Buyer beware.
It is always buyer beware in the used car world. It is, no matter what you do, even if it's a good deal. What does the card say?
They're saying that she's going to be disappointed.
She's going to be. Your mechanic's saying go for it, but Deb's card is saying, something bad might be happening later.
Is your mechanic going to work for free?
He's not.
Well, you have to pay.
He does. No, he's worked on my Subaru. He just does everything, and I pay for parts. And then he's going to teach me, how to take care of it.
Okay. Well, then I would say...
Wait a minute. What did I missed? I was looking. He will do all the work for 100% for free, no matter what happens.
But she buys the parts.
That's a good deal.
As much as he can do. He was going to change the gasket on my Subaru, and then he said, I can't. My garage, I got to empty out my whole garage to do that. He's done a lot on my car already. on the Subaru.
Caveat problem.
But that's not the point.
What's the point?
I asked. I don't know. Yeah. I brought up two things at once. I brought up the engine alone. Do you think I'm mixing all this energy up for you to read, or you just think it's not a good idea?
I'll tell you what I'll do. After we're done with the show, we always have like a drink or two. I'll sit back and I'll redo these cards just for you, and I will message you and tell you,
thank you,
what I think
thank
is
you
to do. Because I don't want to just give this prediction and just walk away from it, and then you're wondering, what the hell should I do now? You know,
I think I have to agree
right
with that.
Yeah. So, sure, I'll do that for you.
Thank you, Deborah. And listen, I think I'm with everybody. I don't think anybody's picking up on a lisp or anything. Don't be so self-conscious. I don't see anything different. So please feel comfortable. I'm sure other people in the chat will tell you the same.
If I took it out, I'd look like your hillbilly cousin from the Ozarks.
I agree with Pat. The first day or two was the only time. The first day or two, because it was a new thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you need to hear this, this is Cho.
He's in the UK, Deb.
Here's what he said.
Talking about an American car. Yay.
If it's diesel, the high mileage is still okay, is what he's saying.
What did he say?
Not a diesel.
And that's what you said.
That's why, come on.
What did he say?
She can check it out.
I did type that in.
He is saying that if it's a diesel engine, we have a mechanic walking by.
All right.
Can you answer a question?
We got to move on, Deb.
We have a lady.
All right. Okay.
All right. I was going to ask the professional mechanic that just passed through
the
office.
Just throw something on him out of the blue.
Yeah, he was ready. Yep.
Is that a car with high mileage, is it going to be good or bad? Only the cards can say that.
What his opinion of is of that car. I bought a Chevy Cruze that he has said is a POS from day one.
He's worked on Cruises.
Yeah, and he doesn't like it.
Jump in on this and give an opinion on the car that he knows nothing about.
Well, we'll just move on. Pat, I'll be in touch.
Thank you, guys.
Right. Okay, did our other one ever come
back? Yeah.
All right, get her on.
Well, first of all, Pat, we didn't get the card in.
Here, Pat.
So I'll play the... This is like they do for people when they die. Obstacles and blocks are lifted. All your good personnel work and your positive energy shift have overcome previous obstacles. Remember, this is like broken English. You will now experience progress and forward movement with your projects. Stay centered in gratitude to ensure your flow of abundance continues.
Sounds
good. So it's like a balance of gratitude and positive energy with projects moving forward. All right, let's do it, Deb. Let's see if she's... I disconnected her, so she has to be here. I'll wait till Deb's typing done.
No, go ahead. I can actually listen and finish this
question. I've actually seen you not do that. I can't do it either when I've been typing and I miss questions. Lisa,
are you back with us? I'm so sorry. I was driving my grandkid back, and you know what? Every lovely, I'm cleaning up my language, every lovely human being on the planet is on the freeway. And,
yes, the traffic. I am with you in the traffic woes. They are lovely. They are so lovely, aren't they?
And the freeway, they're working on the freeway, of course, and they detour us through really bad criminal ridden neighborhoods that I have no idea of, and these huge towns that I've never been in, cities, and anyway, it's like Mad Max movie in some of these excursions I do, dropping off my grandson. But now I'm here and talking to you lovely people. Thank you so much.
Well, we're happy to have you, hon.
Hey, we've been waiting for your call.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, we played late into the night, late for us last night. Monopoly, and everybody had a rip-roaring time, and then we wrapped it up,
And
went to bed, and then I got up early and got the car packed because he had asked me, you know, what time are you leaving, and I told him, and then got the car packed, got the kid in the car. But the whole time he had his laundry room door open with the light on, I could see it through my kitchen door, and I thought, I just don't have any time to, usually when that happens, it's a signal that, you know, we talk to each other, that we both throw our doors open to talk. But there was no time. I had to get on the road so I could avoid what I'm enduring now. Jeff, I don't know. What do you see in the cards?
Well, you haven't seen him today?
Well, no. I got on the road early. He did something out of the ordinary. He threw open his kitchen door open, and the light was on, and it was like 6 a.m. He wanted to talk, but I didn't have time to talk. I had to get everything in the car and, you know, get on the road, so I didn't have time to do whatever he wanted to do. I don't know, maybe say one last goodbye, whatever. He really enjoys the dinner. It was like, it's like it's becoming so, I don't know, like it's been going on forever.
It's a routine,
and more routine and deeper routine and, more comfortable and more, and I feel good about it, but I'm wondering what the cards say.
But do they say the cards are going down?
All right, well, he's in an excellent frame of mind right now. He actually thinks of you as, okay, think air quotes as I say this, okay, as his wife. Seriously.
I know you guys don't want to hear that.
That makes you happy?
I just want you to be happy. Makes you happy.
If it makes you happy, then
we're happy.
Your life is complete, so you don't have to worry about anything ever again. That's it. You're done. You're there. You're at your golden gate. Everything is great. You need nothing else. Then that's your life is complete.
Sorry. I know. Yeah. I'm supposed to turn around and make a U-turn and redo the vision board and list on there all the appropriate heterosexual things. I just don't know what. My mind is completely fucked, and I have fucked my mind myself.
Oh, you have. Your brain's got lots of openings on it, like it's been banged many times.
Why are you saying that?
You said her mind's fucked. She said it.
She fucked her mind.
And that's why I said, her brain's got lots of openings from being banged so many times.
But I thought a mind fuck was something good.
Not when it's got... She thinks this is her ultimate goal, is this guy considers her like a wife. She's ultimately happy with it. So she doesn't need any more resolution ever again.
I would like.
Then we're done. We're good. There you are. You're at your pinnacle.
At any time in these readings, divine intervention can occur. I've seen it happen before. The two most unlikely people to find happiness together. I've seen it. Okay.
There you go. Mission accomplished.
And. It looks beautiful.
You're good.
You guys have been talking about doing some work around the house. He's really excited about it. And maybe it's work on other projects.
Yeah.
Other homes or other, because there's like real estate. Yeah.
Well, we put a nail on the coffin of this. It's all good now, forever and ever and ever. You got it. You're not getting it.
His good friend is coming to give you the seal of approval.
Oh, he's going to be best man at your no wedding. He's going to be the best man at the wedding you don't have. You're getting it.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Jimbo. Deb is probably on medication with her teeth, And so she and I are crazy as loonies.
Oh, no. No, she was born that way. So... nobody could do cards if you weren't open like that. She's wide open to all sorts of things that I am not.
I cannot bring my own agenda into reading. That's the hardest thing.
I'm teasing.
Okay.
You know what? I am sorry. I am trying. When I call you guys, I say, I'm trying to restrain myself. But you know what? It's a bitter battle right now. And to hear your words right now, to hear your words, Deb,
yes.
I am on
yes.
my, I'm so grateful.
Aww.
All right. Let's break out the champagne, everybody.
Now, listen, Lisa. This guy, he's going to talk to him, and I'm swearing to you, this is what I'm getting. He's going to talk to his best friend, his school, his lifelong friend, and try to find out how he can convince you that he's choosing not to be gay anymore.
Oh, I'm convinced. I've been convinced he's trying to work through stuff. That's why I've never tried to push him. I mean, lately. I haven't tried to push. I backed off on pushing. I mean, earlier on, I think I was, sucking his wrist or whatever and saying I'm confused. But, that was a long time ago in the beginning. When
that was 1,000 years ago.
But, in the middle of all this, I just chose to... let him work through it.
And he's been doing that. And that man coming, what did we call him? I referred to him earlier as an interloper, but he really is.
Are you talking about the buddy or
the
one
buddy.
Or her true love that is still coming?
Oh, that man, yeah.
Oh, we forgot about that frickin' guy. Didn't we forget about that? I'm sorry for bringing that up. Oh, I apologize to all the unicorns and rainbows out there that I brought that up. I'm sorry,
little unicorns. I know.
Hey, you know what?
What?
Unicorns
what?
Fart.
Huh? Sparkle.
Fart, sparkle.
Oh, they fart. They probably do fart glitter. I think you're right. I would. If unicorns exist, they have to fart glitter. They have to. They got it. It makes sense. It does make sense. All right, I'll international shout out to Anne in Scotland.
Oh, Anne.
I'd have no bagpipes.
Are you lucky to be here?
She just showed up 10 minutes ago or so.
Yes.
But anyway, we're wrapping up. Lisa's life is complete now because this guy considers her his wife. Not that there's any kind of wasted thing going on. By the way, he still is on Team Penis right now, not Team Whisker Biscuit, just throwing that out there. I'm summarizing everything here. Anything else I left out, Deb?
Well, Deb says he's not.
Yeah, she still has her love forever guy that's out there yet that hasn't shown up yet.
Right. And that is a concern to the neighbor.
Well, he doesn't know about that.
Dick, D.
But he doesn't know that this guy, she hasn't told him, I don't think, about this. And he's got a buddy showing up tomorrow.
He's sensing he worries he's going to lose you because he's had this history. You know what? That's to say that a lesbian or a gay man can't ever change is like saying, well, you see that hooker over there? She's never going to change. It's choice she's...
Well,
you just crossed the line. Well, time out. She crossed the line and said that homosexuals are making a choice. It's not in their DNA. It's not in their genes. They're making a choice.
You know
said all.
No.
You just said that.
No.
You said it.
He told me in the beginning stages, going into the second trimester of this, he said that he did not know why he chose, those were his words, to be gay. He said, I don't know if it was low self-esteem. He was going down the list. He
maybe
said,
it wasn't love for the meat whistle. Maybe that was it.
No, he said, I'm losing my teeth. He said he picked it. Why, he chose it. And I've discussed this with you. What the cards have showed me is that he's had trauma from childhood. Maybe you'll find out while this guy is here. But women have been a threat to him. So he jumped over the fence where it was easier.
Jumped over the fence, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. And he said he'd never felt in love. He never felt in love with somebody.
No, he never felt
in
love with a man.
He also said it was never sexually gratifying to be with the guy. He always said that. He has been saying that.
I believe him.
I typically have lots of sex with people that's not sexually gratifying with. That's why I do that. Hey, let's take you home from the bar. I want to have gratifying sex with you.
And then he said that he's told me about the heterosexual relationships he had earlier on, and he said the one last person was a woman that called him 5 years ago when she found out his live-in male lover, they were busted up, and she had been with him off and on for 15 years, and he said, I don't redo relationships, and I don't redo them. And he said no to her.
Yeah, a lot of people have that personal philosophy that they don't go backward. They don't do exes.
Well, I don't know. This reading has made me over the moon happy.
Stand by then. Why did that piss you off?
I don't know why it makes you angry. That man could love her so much he doesn't want to follow in his own footsteps anymore.
But he's not going to commit to her.
But I feel he will.
When? Is it going to be next leap year? Is it going to be in another lifetime? When the flying frick are you going to do that, Deb? Because there's another guy coming. There's another guy coming that's going to kick him to the curb.
Well, it could go either way. It could.
I'm just saying. That's why I said, oh, Lisa, like, oh, Lucy. There's a lot of stuff going on here.
Oh, you guys. You know what?
And that's fine. If it makes you happy, then you should be that.
Go ahead. Yes.
Well, right now, in this moment of time, I have one moment of release of agonizing. I have been putting a mask on it. I've been trying to pretend it doesn't bother me. I've been trying to pretend that I'm walking away. I've been trying to pretend that all those things. And, you know, I just, when you read right now, for me, I'm over the moon.
Oh, well, you know what?
Everybody's happy when the cow jumps over the moon, aren't we? Little children fables.
I believe in the love that I see here. And love is the strongest energy in the entire universe. It restores, it heals, it transforms. So I am feeling this man, you have transformed him. And he's brought great changes to you.
Yes. You're right about that. We've all talked about that.
You know
that
what?
He has done a lot for her.
You have called it, and you know, I went into the project house by myself yesterday. I had to do something, and that's where my significant other of 23 years died. He didn't die in that house, but you know, the final days were served there.
Sure,
and he died in May. And so I moved here in this crazy house that I live in right now. I moved there in October. And so that guy next door, you're right. Everything you say is right. And so I walked into that house by myself yesterday because usually I have someone with me. And I could smell. The house is immaculate. We've cleaned it. We've soaked it. We've used detergent. We used car up, but I walked in and I could smell my significant other in there. He had a certain smell. It was kind of, it's hard to describe. He was an outdoors person, and I could smell him
there
in one of the rooms.
In spirit.
Well, oh, I'm sure he is. And I felt like I was going to fall to my knees crying. I mean, I just miss him in a way that, what's going on next door and that place that I live in has overtaken everything. It's overtaken everything. And so, anyway, that's the way it is.
That man was put in your path for a specific reason.
And that was a very significant thing she just said.
Yes, and I really think she was meant to bring you back to life.
Yeah.
And to show you that you can love again.
Yeah.
You know, you were gutted like a deer from losing your partner.
You could have been on a path that was going nowhere.
Yes.
And this has helped you at least change your path to going somewhere.
And you know what? Sometimes my neighbor will come with me to the house. A lot of times we'll get stuff out or we'll talk about what we're going to do with certain things. And we're in the house. And my neighbor will start talking about my significant other. We'll just mention him, and I'll say something like, oh, do you think he's watching us? And then, because I'm not in touch with my significant other at that time. And the neighbor will shout out to the ceiling. You know, the house is basically empty. And he'll call his name, which he does sometimes. And then he'll make a joke. He'll ask him a question, something funny. But I just, I don't know. Yeah, it is. You know, like,
Lisa, I think he was there. That scent that you picked up.
I know he was.
If you smell that, that's not that. That's what that was. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And nobody else that would have. If somebody else would have been there, they wouldn't have smelled anything because it's for you.
No,
it was for you.
Yeah, nobody. Or else I'm like, I don't smell anything. You would have been like, oh, I do, because you know.
Yeah.
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 And, we should do mediumship sometime on this man.
Yeah, when she's ready for it.
You said you had to get ready for it.
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
You know what?
What?
You know what? There's
what?
A song that my significant other, there's a lot of stuff he would say and do, of course, but there's a song that came into my head recently, and I'm driving around with my family member within the last few days, and I've been singing that song, and it's a song I never paid attention when he sang it.
What it is.
Yeah.
What's that song?
Yeah. It's really, he was kind of weird.
It's not mainstream anything we would know.
I was going to say, I'm calling him weird. Look at the kettle calling the kettle black.
we're all popping kettles. There are no normal people in this world. We're all weird in our own ways.
Yeah. He would sing this off the wall song, and I started singing it. I thought, I know he's talking to me. It's a real off the wall song. Let me see if I can remember it. It's Who Wrote the Book of Love? And I'm not even singing the right tune. I don't know.
That's from the 60s and 50s.
60s.
Yeah. Who Wrote the Book of Love? Oh, yeah, I remember that song from way back in the day. That's like 60s, probably 60s, early 60s. Oh, yeah.
Yep,
know that song. I've heard it many a time.
Oh, well, I never heard it until he would sing. He only knew one-liners, you know.
Oh, must be a guy I know. I like the one-liners. Yes.
I feel his presence when we talk.
Yeah,
I
have sang that song at work, that one line. Who wrote the book?
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know the rest of it either.
I don't either, but that was like big time in the 60s. All right.
Wait, I'm laying your cards again. Just, I wanted to go right to the heart of it.
Hey, I got to get up.
For you. You got to go pee.
Something right. I'm snotting. I have to have beverage.
All right.
Do what you
I am checking this out. I've read your card so many times now that I've got a solid connection with Lisa. And this is what we would do if she were to say coming once, some of them come 3 times a week, but if she was, say, coming once every 2 weeks.
Well, I mean, a guy likes to come as much as he can, you know.
Who does?
a guy, you know, a typical guy wants to come all the time.
Oh, got it. Yeah, come. I know, come. Yeah, come.
Okay,
all right, Lisa. Wait, no, God, I think Jim just stole it from me. Just
oh, I didn't steal anything. Don't blame the messenger.
Okay, here's the thing. He really worries that you won't get over the fact that she has a history of being gay. Plainly, gay.
No, I don't care about that.
So
I don't know why I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't either.
I dated a guy that was bisexual. Bisexual, and he would go to a man first for a relationship, then to a woman, then to a man, and he finally admitted it to me. He did something really bad, and I guess he had an integrity, and he wanted me to know what he did, and it changed how I looked at him anymore. Okay, He cheated on me, if you could call it
the
that.
The monotone.
In the shower with another man. And that really, it could have been a woman. What?
You know, what? I ask myself, why is it I'm jealous that the ladies in his life are, if I think he's paying attention to a lady? And I don't, well, I do get jealous of guys. No, I do. I take that back. Because I have, I take it all back. But the stories, he'll tell me certain stories, you know, about his little trips, and I listen to it. And for some reason, I feel like I'm watching a Lifetime movie, and I don't watch that crap on TV, but you know, I'm listening to him, and I just sit there a lot of times, and it goes over my head, you know, it's like too much to take in. It's like, wow, this is too much. I don't even think about it. I'm just listening.
I just didn't like the fact that he felt he had to make himself feel better to tell me, which really hurt my feelings and made me sad. It could have been a man. It could have been a woman. You know what I mean? It could have been a dog. It would have all been the same
thing. Oh, you know, man, woman, dog. What does it matter?
There's also the
hey, you know what? Sometimes on Friday night, I try to find some porcupines. I look for porcupines on Friday night. I'm spice it up. A little danger in the sex life. Okay, where's that skunk at? I'll take her down.
I'm sorry, Deb. I do feel bad. That's horrible that he did that. Yeah, let's go slap him.
Oh, he's so distant history. You know.
Oh, that dude was a freaking loser and a half. I knew him.
Yeah, well, I'm a loser magnet, okay?
Well, at that point, you were.
Let's go back to there's Lisa. A loser out there. He's going to find me.
Well, they all find all you. That's why you guys all get murdered. You go after loser guys that are killers. I don't understand it. But that's a whole different show now, isn't it?
Well, he's trying to figure out how to work in some lovemaking that isn't going to make you think about... Yeah. That isn't going to make you think about... men, because he never felt that way. Okay, I think if he was truly gay, he wouldn't have looked twice at you. You know, you'd just be a friend at arm's distance.
I know. Right.
Yepper.
Oh,
well, that man is getting close. Oh my God, where is that house that your partner? Owned. Where is that, far away?
No, it's about I don't know, like about 7 miles. Is he
nearby? Oh my!
He was yelling
God.
To the guy.
There he is.
Who's he?
The new man coming in.
Oh, the one she hasn't met yet. This is the person that you have not met yet that hasn't called you a wife. That
is that house on the market?
I'm going to be putting it on.
He's going to call to have Yeah.
At least you'll have choices. Choices are good, right?
Oh, yeah. You remember, I said he wants to move into the area.
And it would be nice to have a choice for somebody that is not a meat whistle lover. that actually likes women.
What if we have...
You know what? You know
we
what?
Do.
My heart,
we do.
When we
talk
about
slurs. Well, it's not a slur.
Go
it's
ahead,
a,
Lisa.
For a female that wants a heterosexual guy, she doesn't want somebody that's on a fence or is on the other side of the fence, right? Well, I thought. I mean, she's kind of battling with that. But
I don't know. You know, it's an individual. He's an individual. This is,
and
you
it's
know,
not a slur. Because women
neighbor,
want to be
with he's an individual. And I feel horrible at the thought of what we're talking about. I feel really horrible.
I want to back this up a little bit. Debbie called me out because I'm making fun of, like, homosexuals. And women love me, whistle, and they should. So when I throw that out that a guy likes the knee whistle, I'm not saying that anything wrong, but I'm just saying as far as if I'm looking for heterosexual,
I don't want them like that.
That's all.
No, I feel horrible. I feel horrible in the sense of telling the next door neighbor adios. I mean, it breaks my heart just right now to say that. But you know what? In the whole scheme of things, that new guy, if I meet him, I will be calling you and crying my eyes out.
Aww.
Well, it's been in your cards for a long time.
Yeah, it's been there. But remember, you can choose and you can refuse.
That is a true statement, right?
What is showing in the cards.
That's the truth.
Yes.
That's true.
You know, you could look at him and very crazy in a way and say, hey, you're supposed to be my future, but I'm sorry, I'm already in love with somebody else.
You could say that.
Yeah, he'll think you're a woo.
You could say that, but look at the heart makes decisions over the brain all the time, hence where you are.
Yeah, that's true.
And so
you
would probably do it again, and we would all do it again. We all do it again. The heart overrides the brain when you think it's the right person, even if it's not.
The mind thinks, it does your thinking.
Right.
It only knows what it thinks.
It's
your heart only knows what it feels.
The mind thinks it's like the Spock, the logic, the brain thing.
So right now you're speaking logically.
Yep.
But you may find yourself speaking differently.
When that right person comes along, you may be so swept off your feet, you might not even be able to speak.
And you know, when the right person comes along, we may have just had a big old fight, the neighbor and I next door, and I might just be wide open.
Fate can do that, right? Yeah, fate is fate.
Truly could.
We don't control fate, otherwise we'd all be masters and billionaires and everything. We control fate.
Virgil is saying, yes, nothing's wrong with a bit of man-on-man action, but I'll tell you, I actually find it somewhat fascinating. If you ever go on like Slut Load or what is the other, Pornhub.
I got none of that.
To what? Really? See, it does happen.
I don't get that.
You didn't get that? It's
but
in
I
the
saw
chat.
Right before that, I saw Catherine faces are good.
See, Virgil.
Oh, anyway.
Portions of the chat, Jim isn't seeing your comments now, unless you've got him blocked.
Yeah, because I don't block anybody.
But it's fascinating
except
to watch
scammers.
Men do it. It's actually interesting.
Guys still there?
Oh, wait.
What?
I want to end this.
Okay, he's getting disgusted.
I want to be nauseated. It's not my thing.
I wonder why that bothers you so much. You know?
Why do you, and she thinks everything's a phobia. If you don't like something, you must be afraid of it. Oh, you must be afraid of it. I don't like tofu. You know what? My ass is not afraid of it. I hate tofu. It disgusts me. But I'm not afraid of it. People like that tofu. I don't make fun of people that like tofu. I personally don't like it.
But you wouldn't mind if I admitted here that I've played around with girls.
I don't want to. No, because that's a feminine thing. It's all kind of sort. It's different. It's feminine. The girl's feminine. Another girl's feminine. What they do is kind of feminine. The guy's masculine. You know, caveman, I beat people. Another guy's masculine, beat people. And then all of a sudden they start doing that lovey-dovey stuff. It's like, to me, it's like, no, all of a sudden you cross over to the side of the fence now.
Okay, well, what if one
that's my personal opinion.
What if one is the tranny and looks absolutely
What if one's a tranny? What if one's a hermaphrodite? Let's throw all these scenarios out there.
Well, anyway, the Laura from London has some words for you, Lisa.
Oh, stand
if
by.
She doesn't mind. She's put it out in the chat, so I think she won't mind if I tell you.
Well, she put it out in the chat.
Because you're not here in Facebook with us. She said, here's what she believes, and she, I forget what you called yourself, precognitive?
Yes, she said that.
Okay. She says, and I really like this for you, she says, Lisa is going to concentrate on herself. I think the whole situation is going to end. Lisa is going to move on using her own intuition and feel her way through things. Meanwhile, gay dude next door is going to feel out in the cold, but then her new man comes along.
So
I think it makes sense.
So basically, you have lots of things still on your path yet to come.
She's going on saying new man will be highly emotionally intelligent and has his stuff together, his shit. And she thinks it's possibly a water sign. You know, this is what I said about him, too. He comes through as a diamond. And in this style of card reading.
What happened? Hang on.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. Somehow, Lisa, you got... I didn't put you on mute on purpose. Sorry, Lisa.
I know. You know what?
I apologize for the mute. I did not mean to.
It's okay. It's the
Lord. Laura thinks he could be a Pisces. I see him as a man that is excellent at handling money. He's sharp. He lights up a room when he walks in. He's got charisma, and he's capable of giving you the love that you
charisma.
That you want and need.
Kada boom.
Yeah, bada boom. You gotta like the charisma. Bada boom. Oh, yeah.
I hate to say it, folks, but we're gonna have to go, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, we're running behind.
You know what? Someday we should plan. Try to do like a Jerry Lewis telephone show.
Oh, I would love that.
We might have to do like a lot of drugs
and I'll be like over here going
uppers, and we may have to take shifts. She goes sleep for 2 hours. I go sleep for 2 hours. We may have to do that sometime.
And take donations for charity.
And plans. Yeah, we could do it for you. You're right. We could actually do it for an international charity.
I've been on the Jerry Lewis telethon years ago.
You went on the local station, right?
Well, it was the Minnesota.
When they switched to the local folks.
And they went back to
And because they always do that.
And it was quite interesting.
It was actually back in our day in the 70s and the 80s, early 80s, it was kind of a big deal because there wasn't squat out there. And it was like, oh, my God, a show that's on all night. Now all of them are.
It's too bad that died with Jerry Lewis.
I know.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's like better things out there now, the way to do it. They found better ways to make more money with less effort.
And you know, I gotta tell you, you know you've hit a nerve when you're giving a reading to a man and he picks up your cards and just
booted back. Where'd that
Jack
come from?
Jack McKenna, the weather guy.
Oh, I didn't know where you were going. All of a sudden we're talking about people and you just said that.
Luckily,
they didn't know what we were talking about.
Luckily not on the air at that time. And I was in the full gypsy getup that they wanted me to wear. And he was a very popular
I was reciting Gypsy's Tramps and Thieves.
Oh, yeah, that's a good song.
Sure.
All the men would come around
and
lay
their money
down.
Go ahead.
Anyway, he was sitting there next to me and he goes, okay, come on, read my cards. So I started reading his cards. And I said, wow, you're leaving the station. You're just waiting for your wife to retire. He fired that entire deck into my face and said, how the fuck do you know that? And I said, in the cards. And he said, nobody knows that but me and her. And he walked away. He would not speak to me. And men tend to get like that.
Boy, he is lucky that it wasn't nowadays. That would have been social media.
Yeah.
And you would have right away, he's leaving. Before he put it out, that's what people love to do. Like in the sports world, they want to get the inside story. This guy's retiring from football. Before he puts it out officially, that pisses everybody off.
All right. Yeah, it would have been great.
It would have been great, boy.
That man, you know, that's the trouble if you are really good at, you know, many of you out there are very good at things you do.
That was Phil Chaffin, wasn't it? Not McKenna.
No.
Oh, I thought it was Phil Chaffin. He's the one who replaced McKenna.
Chaffin.
It was Henry Chaffin or Phil. No, it was Phil Chaffin, right?
No, it wasn't Phil.
It was Chaffin, though.
It was Chaffin.
He was McKenna's replacement,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
And then McKenna came back for a while when he left, right?
Oh,
It was Jack McKenna.
Yeah.
Forever, and then Chaffin came in, and he did that thing where he spin the wheel for that the matinee movie. He would spin the wheel.
And then Lance Parfait.
There was another guy. local town.
I forgot. You got a
town of, back then it was like 100,000 people.
Yeah.
But they think they're big, but these weathermen and stuff, they got to do all that.
I got to tell you something. I wish Lily was still here because you won't believe that I make a living out of selling kisses. Now, that was back in the day when I had this hot, kind of hot, you know, for 15 minutes I was hot as a with long legs and wore high, remember, high heels. And
what would Dice say? You dress like a hoa?
No, it was a Rockettes, like a New York City Rockettes
costume
with the top hat.
Hoas.
And the kisses would be, first of all, giant Hershey kiss.
They still make those.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to get
We would
those.
Decorate
like
the box up.
Yeah.
And then whoever was hiring me got to decide what kind of actual kiss they wanted me to give to their boss, their husband. I mean,
Yeah.
It was like a, like imagine a singing telegram, but no singing.
Right.
Yeah,
it was very innovative in the day
oh
for that local, that for that town. Nobody thought about
we
it in that town.
We got so popular.
No internet, no nothing.
We actually had to shut it down. And
how wrong was that?
Oh, it was. But the thing is,
you should have went out and got investors. But I understand. You're how old were you?
25.
You don't think about big business as a 27-year-old female that was never raised to be like that.
No,
never, our parents didn't raise females to be like that. They were. You should be a mother and blah, blah, blah. They don't want you to be anything professional.
I delivered
them
to morgues, to...
I hope you didn't kiss a dead body.
To union meetings, retirement parties.
Oh, that's probably very popular.
Oh, and they always wanted me to put lots of red lipstick on.
Of course, because that's what they wear on
so
TV.
So if a guy was like him, little
so
short...
So they have huge shit all over them to bring home.
Or they'd want kisses all
right,
over.
Right, they'd have all that shit
head.
To bring home.
You know,
that way, their wife could beat them to the death when they came home and had to explain.
My husband at the time, we had to go deliver one in a factory to a guy that was retiring. It was a Friday. And out of respect for my husband at the time, I wore pants. It was a...
Instead of going bottomless, commando.
No, I meant long pants.
I'm just saying.
Normally, it was all...
She almost implied that she went commando.
And it was one of those... coats with tails,
so the
actual tuxedo.
Yes, I'm exactly. If you look back in the 70s and the rock set, they had the...
So I went in and did it, and he was watching
the
from the door. And when I got out to him, he said, next time, ditch those pants. Give them the show they want. And I said, you got it.
Not a stripper, though.
It wasn't stripping. It was a Rockette dance costume, like I was
ditch
thinking
those
on
pants
stage.
To give them the show they want.
He
There's
meant,
a little implication there.
He meant all legs and the smile, and at the door I said,
or maybe
bye
he meant
bye.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Bye,
brown
hot chicken. Stuff. Oh, I even got to be on stage with a rock band. Do you remember there was a bar that, it wasn't in Duluth, it was out of town, but they got like White Snake and ones that were up and coming. And I got hired to go up on stage and give it to the lead singer.
Of what band?
I can't remember the name. But it was popular. It was new. It was, it'll come to me.
Then there's no excitement when you don't remember the name.
But see, oh, I know. I keep thinking Whitesnake, but
nope.
I don't know if it was
there. They were nowhere around our area to up and coming. They up and came somewhere else, not in the Duluth area.
Yeah, God, I wish... Anyway, their producer or somebody hired me to, yeah. So anyway, there you have it. She could start her own little business from home.
Maybe. So to speak.
Yeah. Get a hot Everybody, remember. Tomorrow.
Different number to call in.
Yes.
News from the Soul Radio.
Just check us out.
We'll post it on Facebook. We still do so.
Okay.